Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. And in the previous Mishnah, we saw that before a person marries a woman that's a Kohenes, he has to check four generations to make sure that there was no tainted lineage and that their lineage was appropriate. This Mishnah, however, gives some exceptions. Says the Mishnah, let's say someone began checking the mother of someone, a Kohenes, that he was planning, a female Kohen that he was planning on marrying, and he found out that her father or her grandfather were Kohanim, and that they worked in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. They did the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is you don't have to check anymore, because any Kohen that begins to work in the Beis HaMikdash, they do a background search on his lineage, on his yichus, to make sure that he is appropriate. And if there was any issue, he would never have been able to serve. Similarly, lo min haduchan elamala. Let's say we find out that her father, her grandfather, was a Levi that's sang on the duchan, the platform in the Beis HaMikdash, again, you don't have to check because we assume that they checked when he began his service. Similarly, if a father or a grandfather was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court, again, one doesn't need to check anymore because the Sanhedrin was very meticulous to only take judges that had appropriate ichas, appropriate lineage. Anyone whose parents, when they began to search, realized that they were from Shoitrim. Shoitrim literally means policemen or enforcers of the law, but Gemara teaches us that it means judges who ruled on the lower courts, even for dine mumnis, for monetary matters. The halacha was that they would have different bate dinim, different courts of three throughout the land. So the halacha is that if they were part of a bezdin, we assume that they were meyuchas. The Gemara further explains that this is only in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim they were careful that any dayan, any judge that was appointed, had the appropriate ichas or lineage, but not necessarily in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. V'gabay tzedakah, a person who one of the ancestors, my father, grandfather, collected tzedakah, masi and the kahuna, all these are permitted to marry kohanim. I mean, kohan can marry their daughters. And you don't have to check it to make sure that they have appropriate lineage. Now, how about the gabbai tzedakah, the tzedakah collector? Where does he fit in? Who vets him and researches him? So the Gemara teaches us that because since the halacha is that a gabbai tzedakah is permitted to take a mashkin, if a person is not giving the appropriate tzedakah, he could take collateral, so people would get mad at him. And if there was any shemetz, any tiny stain on his lineage, people would try to uncover it to make trouble for him. And clearly, if they didn't, and he retained his job, must be that he was an appropriate gabbai tzedakah with a clear lineage. Rabbi Yossi says, "Af mishaya chaslam aid, even if somebody was signed as a witness, ba'archei hayishana shal tzipori, in the old court of Tzipori, or the court that was called Yeshana in Tzipori. Similarly, the children can marry a Kohen, because they would only let Edim, witnesses, sign if they are Miyuchasim, if they had the appropriate lineage." Some say that this actually doesn't mean witnesses. You take out the word Edim, it just means the judges. Rav Chanina ben Antigna says, even somebody who was listed in the legions of the king, he also has the appropriate lineage. And the Gemara explains this, talking about Chayil Shaveis David, the legions of David HaMelech. He was very meticulous when he drafted, only to draft Miyuchasim, as we see in Chronicles and Divrei Hayamim. And the reason he did that was so that they also have Zichus Avos, the merit of their fathers, standing on their behalf. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.